I can't be friends with Ren anymore. She promised to sit with me at lunch, but she never showed up. Forget her.
Don't stop being friends with her. There could be more going on that you don't know about. My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Have you ever noticed one of your friends change suddenly? Maybe they stopped hanging out very much and they got a lot more quiet than they used to be. They're probably not abandoning your friendship. They might have something going on that's kind of hard at home. So if that happens, don't get offended. Instead, reach out to your friend and see what's going on with them. It's one way to show them love. Like Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves at all times, and all times means even when they're having trouble. Our story today is entitled, No Throwaway Friends. Emma, don't forget that you need to clean your closet, said Mom. But the closet was the last thing on Emma's mind as she finished her snack after school. Ren said she would sit with me at lunch today, but when I went to the lunchroom, she wasn't there. She's been doing lots of stuff like that lately. I'm never going to speak to her again. I know it hurts when friends disappoint us, said Mom. But instead of dumping her as a friend, maybe you could try to find out if something's wrong. Maybe she's having problems at school or at home. Emma shook her head. We're not friends anymore, she declared as she stomped off to clean her closet. When Emma returned to the kitchen, she was clutching something furry in her arms. Look what I found in the back of my closet, she said, holding out her old teddy bear. Mom smiled. That old thing, she said fondly. You used to take him everywhere. Teddy was my best friend, Emma said, hugging him closer. Mom took Teddy from Emma's arms. Yes, but look at him now. The color is rubbed off his nose, the fur is gone from the back of his head, and phew, he doesn't smell very good. I think it's time to get rid of him. Mom walked toward the wastebasket. No, Mom, Emma cried, reaching for the bear. I can't throw him away. He's my friend. Mom stopped. Well, okay, but if you want to keep him, you'll have to clean him up a bit. She handed the bear back to Emma. You're right. We shouldn't throw our friends away, should we? Emma hugged Teddy tightly. You mean Ren, don't you? She sighed. I guess I don't want to throw her away either. Mom rubbed at an old chocolate stain on Teddy's arm. We all disappoint our friends at times. Sometimes we need just some extra attention like Teddy here. We need a friend who's there for us no matter what. That's the kind of friend Jesus is. He would never, ever throw us away. He loves us and forgives us and promises to be with us when things are hard. And because you know him, you can be the same kind of friend to Ren. With a little extra love, I'm sure she'll be as good as new. So, what about you? Have you ever wanted to throw one of your friends away? Maybe they said something mean to you or weren't much fun to be around. But a real friend loves at all times, even when it's hard. That's the kind of friend Jesus is. And because he's a good friend to you, you can be a good friend too. Trust him to help you be there for your friends, even when things get tough. Our key verse is Proverbs 17:17.
A friend loves at all times.
And our key thought for today, be a faithful friend. Lent is a time to focus our hearts on Jesus and those around us. Join Keys for Kids this year as we pray for kids, teens, and families around the world and close to home with the 40 Days of Prayer Challenge leading up to Easter. Use this time to thank God for His blessings and ask Him for help as we spread the gospel around the world. Join the Keys for Kids 40 Days of Prayer Challenge at keysforkids.org/40days. I'm Zach with listener-supported Keys for Kids.